Gethsemane. As Jesus and his disciples walked out of the gates of Jerusalem, he said, "All of you will abandon me tonight, but after I rise from the dead, I'll meet you in Galilee." Peter spoke up, "Lord, I'll never desert you, even if everyone else does." Jesus stopped and looked at him. "Oh, Peter, this very night you'll deny you even know me, and not just once. Before the rooster crows in the morning, three times you'll tell people you don't know me." Peter was shocked. "Lord, even if it means death, I'll never deny you." All the other disciples said the same thing. They came to a grove of olive trees called Garden of Gethsemane. At the entrance, Jesus told his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray." He then took Peter, James, and John into the garden. Once there, he started to agonize. He said, "I'm overcome with grief. Stay awake and pray with me." He then went a little farther and fell down. "Father, this cup of agony, do I have to drink it? You can do anything. Take it away from me. But if not, I'll follow your plan for me." He went back to the three men and found them sleeping. He woke them up and said, "Peter, stay awake and pray with me." "Oh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went back and once again prayed in deep agony. "Oh, Father, take this cup from me. Still, I'll drink it if it's your will." Once again, he saw that the three men were sleeping. He said, Why are you sleeping?" They looked at him and didn't know what to say. When he prayed the third time, he started to sweat, but it was like drops of blood that fell to the ground. An angel appeared and gave him strength. He went back to where the disciples were once again sleeping. Looking at them, he said, "Go ahead and sleep, because the time is close." About then, Judas led a band of guards into the garden. He knew it was a place Jesus often went with his disciples. He said, "Watch me carefully. Jesus is the one I'll kiss." They went in the garden carrying torches, swords, and clubs. Jesus turned to his disciples, "Get up! My betrayer is here!" Judas walked up to him and said, "Hello, Master!" and then gave him a kiss. Jesus said, "Oh, Judas, do you betray me with a kiss?" He then turned to the guards, "Who are you looking for?"
"Jesus of Nazareth."
"I am he." Instantly they were knocked back and fell to the ground. As they got up, Jesus asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" They looked at one another and said,
Jesus of Nazareth."
"Well, I told you I am he. Now let these others go their way." Peter suddenly realized what was happening. He pulled out his sword and attacked the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Jesus stopped him and said, "Put your sword away. Don't you understand? I could pray right now, and my Father would send thousands of angels to protect me." He then turned and touched the servant's ear and healed it. With that, all of the disciples ran away. Then the guards took Jesus, tied him up, and led him out of the garden.